Province's oldest municipal police force. Our very own Nelson Police Department has a brand new boss, but this, of course, is not Chief Donovan Fisher's first rodeo. Chief Fisher has taken over the top cop spot from Paul Burkhart, who has retired. Chief Fisher leaves his post in the Prairies, where he was an RCMP superintendent overseeing 24 detachments in central Saskatchewan, as well as large-scale investigations that eyed organized crime and border security, amongst many other things. In his first ever interview with Kootenai Co-op Radio, Chief Fisher is with us today. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thanks a ton for being with us. And, you know, first off, welcome to town. Before we jump into the details of the new post and your last job, which you considered a dream job, have you been to Nelson before? And what is it about the place that you liked in the first place?
Yes, I've been through Nelson in the past. I'd, you know, previous to my RCMP job, I was a pilot, and I did a lot of flying through the interior of BC from Grand Forks, Creston, Nelson, all the way up through Fort St. James, Chetwynd, Fort Nelson, Prince George, you know, all through the interior. So I've got to see a lot of the beautiful province here, and I mean, you just need to look out the window every day to see enough reasons to come here. It's just a gorgeous place and a great community, so nothing but good to say about it in my short time here.
Yeah, and you got a great view of Elephant Mountain from up in the chief's office. Anything of concern about the place, Chief? Too much snow shoveling, maybe too many coffee shops, not enough horizon and sunshine out the window.
Yeah, no, those are all great things. My my only concern, I guess, is just the crazy house prices. It's been a challenge finding a place, but you know, I guess on the flip side of that, it just shows that it's a desirable place to live, and lots of people want to be here, so it's a good thing. It's just again a bit of a challenge looking for houses and trying to get to them before they're sold.
No doubt.
Absolutely, Chief. And onto a more serious note, it must be quite a change from Saskatchewan culturally, socially. What would you say the top three challenges are for Nelson on the crime prevention front?
Well, you know, like everywhere, there's an array of things that the police need to be aware of, and I'm certainly working at discussing with the members in the department who have been here and experienced what's happening in the community, as well as discussing things with the police board and the city council and a number of people around the community. You know, the Chamber of Commerce is on my list of people to speak to in the near future, too. So, you know, the business community has concerns with some of the issues in the downtown. You know, we're looking at that, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about some of the beat cop program and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, drug use and some of the effects of that, some of the property crime and things like that are certain areas where I think the force is concentrating on trying to see what we can do to manage that and, again, keep the downtown attractive, keep the businesses healthy and flourishing, and people, tourism that comes to the town, being able to access it and enjoy their time in Nelson.
Chief, you've stepped into the job just as the city suffered two overdose deaths. That news came just this week. How can the fentanyl crisis be solved, or more to the point, can it be solved?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, I guess the short answer is yes, I believe any problem can be solved, but, you know, the reality is that would take a monumental effort by the community, and when I say the community, I mean the global community. So, you know, unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of source countries and places that don't necessarily want to work to solve the problem. So I think a more realistic approach is to how can we best manage the problem, how can we mitigate the risks. And I think the community overall is doing a good job at working with people who are vulnerable, people who have addiction issues. Lots of times, you know, through I guess sources or starting points that weren't necessarily their fault. So we have to be empathetic to that. I think we need to, as the police force, take a serious look at the source of the fentanyl, and certainly there's other serious drugs and drug issues as well, not just to focus on fentanyl, but the dealers in the community, the issues around dosages or the concentration of drugs, you know, and that's, I guess that's another thing. It's a good point to remind people that, you know, there's no quality control on any kind of drug you're buying off the street. So, you know, it's always a risk, and it's a bit of a game of Russian roulette when you're buying things like illicit drugs that you don't know the source of and you don't know the quality of and you don't know the, I guess, the mixing methods and the production methods, and it's never consistent, so it's very dangerous. And I, you know, again, I just want to caution people that you got to remember that and take some precautions. Obviously, abstinence is the best precaution, but beyond that, you know, use it in a place where there's other people that can help if you do get into trouble.
You mentioned this earlier on the homelessness and mental illness front, the downtown beat cop position. It's been of great assistance to businesses and the city's Main Street vibe and culture. Will that, in fact, be expanded?
We continue to look at that. I think it's a great program. You know, as always, unfortunately, things come down to resources and numbers. You know, the department is great, but it does often run on a bit of a skeleton crew, just with the number of people that we have and some of the other challenges and commitments that we have. So, if it's possible, I'd certainly like to look at expanding that program. I mean, we're committed to keeping the program as it is. One of the things we've discussed and looked at is potentially integrating like a bike patrol officer in
right.
with that, because that, you know, that gives that visibility downtown. They're able to cover several areas more quickly. They're able to respond to other areas to back up the other officers that are working a little quicker on a bike. So, you know, we certainly are looking at doing that over the spring and summer months. Whether we can get another officer to do some more coverage on foot, ideally we would like to do that, but again, reality is we probably have to find some compromise in between there.
Well, if there was ever a town that would make sense to have a police officer on a bike, a mountain bike, I suppose Nelson would be the one. If you're just tuning in, by the way, we're talking to brand new Nelson City Police Chief Donovan Fisher. Chief, it's been a very challenging time to be a police officer given the BLM movement, George Floyd's trial, and other high-profile incidents both in the U.S. and Canada. You said something interesting during your swearing-in regarding those who are critical of police departments today, and this is a paraphrase, so please correct us if I've got this wrong. You said something along the lines of the fact that those who are critical of police need to be held accountable for their criticism. Can you explain in more detail what you mean about that?
Sure, and I would correct it a bit. That wasn't quite what I said.
Not quite what you said.
But I, you know, the police are accountable to the citizens and elected official and the police boards. And I think citizens and everyone have every right to voice concerns, to say what they want the police to do or what they want the police to work on or do differently or do better. You know, I always welcome that feedback. In fact, I encourage it. I mean, it's good for me to hear what the citizens in particular are looking for in the police, and if we're doing something they don't agree with or don't like, I want to hear about it. So more what I was getting at was incidents where people make false or exaggerated reports of police wrongdoing, so accusing an officer of doing something that in fact didn't happen.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm saying, you know, there's accountability on that as well as the officer. If the officer has done something wrong, they're accountable for their actions, but if people are making false complaints against them, you know, there needs to be some accountability on that end too. It's a two-way street.
Right.
Chief, thanks for those comments. I think that's an important point. I mentioned earlier in the interview that it's quite different here in the mountains than over in the prairies. You were in your dream job in Saskatchewan, you previously have said, overseeing 24 detachments. Now you're overseeing 18 officers. How will this job be challenging and just as rewarding as the last?
Yeah, and I, again, the RCMP was kind of the job I always wanted to do growing up, so overall, my dream job. I think my best position in that was a time when I was working in an international anti-corruption unit, and that was actually only 6 men and women in that unit, but a very elite group of investigators and people, and we had some very high-level, interesting international files that we investigated at that time. So that was probably my favorite job in the RCMP world. I was very grateful and very thankful to get the job as the district commander in Saskatchewan. But you know, at that note, it was you know, very geographically challenging. You know, many of my detachments were 4 hours away, and I just felt, you know, somewhat removed from frontline policing and, you know, being involved in the community and being involved with members and in hands-on investigations. So, you know, in that respect, I'm very looking you know, looking very much forward to being back on front line, being involved in the investigations, having the members that I'm working with, supervising, you know, here with me. You lose touch as you kind of go up the chain, and there's certainly other rewarding things to those jobs, but you know, I joined to be a policeman, and I feel like I'm back to actual policing now, so I look forward to that, and I think it's going to be nothing but good. So,
Chief, your predecessor Paul Burkhardt had some pretty big shoes to fill, including a couple of soccer cleats and a set of golf shoes. Chief Burkhardt did a ton of community work. Have you got any eyes on any volunteerism or voluntold efforts yet? Has anybody approached you?
Yeah, I would have to agree with Paul's efforts in the community. It was, you know, just staggering to look at the amount of committees and volunteer work and different things he's done. So I definitely see that it's going to be challenging to even come close to living up to that. You know, still relatively new to the community. There's a lot of interesting committees and sports groups, and you know, like most parents, I'll probably get somewhat drawn into the different activities that my kids get involved in. So
yeah.
We'll have to see where that goes. I've always had an interest in the air cadets, being formerly a pilot myself, and I was actually on the waiting list when there was a hiring freeze for the Canadian Air Force. So so that's always interested me, and I'm, you know, likely going to reach out to see what the program involves and where they could use some help and things like that. So there's definitely some areas I'm interested in, and I'm sure I'll get involved in a number of different things over the coming months and years.
Chief, just one more question before we go. Can you tell us a bit about you and the Fisher family? Nelson is a great place to live. You're just arriving here. What's it like? What does it feel like? And let us know. Let our listeners know a little bit about you.
Well, again, just fantastic views, scenery, lots of outdoor activities. So I'm very excited for the family to get here. We actually just sold our house yesterday in Saskatoon, so it's official now that the house has been sold, and we should be getting moved out here in about 2 months. You know, haven't been an avid skier, but done some skiing in my former days, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to some of the outdoor activity, cross-country skiing and downhill skiing and snowshoeing. And I grew up with horses. We used to show horses, and I see there's a number of different places that and people that have horses that have invited us to come and go for a ride, so it's going to be interesting doing a little bit of trail riding in the mountains. I've ridden lots on the prairies, but again, it'll be a bit of a challenge and a bit different riding through some of the forest and trees around here, and I think the family is just going to love it. As I said, I have nothing but good to say, and I'm looking forward to taking advantage of all the facilities and activities that the community has.
Well, we'll look forward to meeting the rest of the Donovan Fisher family when they get out here in a couple of months. Congrats on selling the place in Saskatoon, and good luck finding a place here. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Thanks a bunch for the time, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.